in a wide-ranging discussion with journalists at the Lao Press Club yesterday, the MBCT, the same criticism that the opposition has failed to help bring the country out of the current crisis is misplaced, adding it remains the responsibility of the ruling Zanu-PF government to find solutions to the country's problems. Tsvangirai said those who condemn the MBCT seem to want to provoke them into revolting against President Mugabe's government. He reiterated that his party does not believe in violence, but added that it is up to Zimbabweans to take themselves out of the problems that they are facing. Asked for his focus on the country's situation until the next election scheduled for 2018, the former prime minister admitted they are so critical that anything could happen en route to the polls, but he ruled out the possibility of going into another government of national unity, saying such a coalition would provide a lifeline to the ruling ZANU-PF, a party he described as imploding. The MDCP leader also revealed that he is going to send a delegation to the NUSA, the chair, and Botswana leader, Seretse Khama Iyenkama, imploring him to put Zimbabwe back on the regional body's agenda and help resolve the nation's worsening crisis.
The issues are very, very clear. We need to place on the agenda that we had 1 year deferment of the Zimbabwean crisis because Mugabe was chairing. So we need to go back and say SADC was given a task to resolve this issue. And because it did not resolve the issue, because the dispute is still continuing and the crisis is actually worsening, we need to draw back SADC to discuss the issue of Zimbabwe, not from the perspective of Mugabe chairing, but from an independent perspective.
Tsvangirai slammed President Robert Mugabe's Tuesday State of Nation address, describing it as lackluster, adding that Mr. Mugabe had missed the chance to respond to the country's worsening problems by offering quick and effective solutions. The MDCT leader later launched his party's policy dialogue forum, an initiative the MDCT unveiled in Harare last week. He said he believes his party shall govern Zimbabwe one day, adding it wants to involve all stakeholders in coming up with policies on how best to take the country out of the current mess and avoid making similar mistakes to those that he said are being made by the ruling ZANU-PF party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shara.